Welcome to Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 19th, 2010. I'm Alan Raflow, Research Associate at the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg. Our show presents news and notices that relate to Virginia's waters from the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean. We start with some recent water news items, focusing this week on the Chesapeake Bay. According to the Eastern Shore News, between December 2009 and March 15, 2010, 66 Virginia watermen participating in the Marine Debris Removal Program recovered over 9,000 lost crabbing pots, or so-called ghost pots, and other marine trash that can trap blue crabs or other aquatic animals. The program, started in 2008 and coordinated by the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, pays watermen $300 per day and covers fuel costs. The $1 million annual cost of the program so far has been covered by U.S. Commerce Department funds provided after the September 2008 federal disaster declaration for the Chesapeake Bay blue crab fishery. On March 23rd, the U.S. EPA released, for a 30-day public comment period, draft guidance for management of federal lands in the Bay watershed. The guidance describes recommended practices to reduce non-point source water pollution from agricultural lands, forestry activities, urban and suburban lands, and septic systems. The guidance was called for by President Obama's May 2009 executive order on an increased federal role in the Chesapeake Bay restoration efforts. Following public comment and potential revisions, the guidance is to be included in the EPA's Total Maximum Daily Load, or TMDL, for the Bay. On April 7th, the Chesapeake Bay Program released its annual Bay Barometer, assessing the 2009 status of Bay health indicators and of Bay restoration and protection actions. The Bay health indicators, water quality, habitats, the lower food web, fish, and shellfish, had a 2009 score of 45% of stated goals, where 100% would indicate a fully restored Bay. This was an increase over the score of 39% for conditions in 2008. The restoration actions, reducing pollution, restoring habitats, managing fisheries, protecting watersheds, and fostering stewardship, had a 2009 score of 64%, an increase over the 2008 score of 61%. The report states that despite this modest progress, the Bay remains degraded and in poor condition, and that pollution from urban and suburban areas continues to hinder the effectiveness of restoration efforts. While the Bay Barometer report has some relatively bad news, our last news item this week is pretty good news. On April 14th, Virginia Governor Robert McDonnell and Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley announced that the most recent winter dredge survey of the Bay blue crab population showed a 60% increase over the previous year, up to 658 million crabs, the highest population estimate since 1997. The survey samples crabs at 1,500 sites in the Bay from December to March. The two governors and survey scientists attributed the population increase to actions taken by the two states since 2008 to reduce blue crab harvests, especially of females. The survey also found that crab reproduction this year was the sixth highest in the 21 years of the survey. Now it's time for our Water Sounds and Music segment. This week, we feature a selection by Tom Wisner, known as the Bard of the Chesapeake Bay, who died on April 2nd, 2010. Have a listen for about 45 seconds.
Chesapeake born, Chesapeake born, hey, you're Chesapeake free, Chesapeake free, you're Chesapeake bound, Chesapeake bound, flowing with ease, flowing with ease, Chesapeake born, Chesapeake born, bound to thee, and bound to thee, indeed I am, indeed I am, Chesapeake free, Chesapeake free.
That was Mr. Wisner, accompanied by his son Mark and by Teresa Whitaker, singing part of Chesapeake Born from the 1978 album of the same name on Folkways Records. A Washington, D.C. native and a longtime Maryland resident, Mr. Wisner dedicated his life to learning, singing, and teaching about the Bay and its protection. Now we look ahead to some upcoming water meetings and other events. First, in government policy and regulatory meetings occurring April 22nd through April 28th. On April 22nd is a public comment meeting on the Clater Lake State Park Master Plan update. For more information, phone Robert Munson at 804-786-6140. On April 23rd, the Scenic River Advisory Board meets in Richmond. For more information, phone David Dowling at 804-786-2291. Also on April 23rd, the Advisory Committee on Sewage Handling and Disposal Regulations meets in Richmond. For more information, phone Alan Knapp at 804-864-7458. On April 27th, the Marine Resources Commission meets in Newport News. For more information, phone Jane McCroskey at 757-247-2215. And also on April 27th, the Advisory Committee on the General Permit for Sewage Discharges of 1,000 gallons per day or less meets in Richmond. For more information, phone George Cosby at 804-698-4067. Now here are two upcoming meetings about total maximum daily loads, or TMDLs, for impaired waters. April 22nd in Buckingham, on the TMDL for Slate River, several tributaries to Slate River, and Rock Island Creek, all in Buckingham County. For more information, phone Ram Gupta at 540-371-0991. And April 28th in Heathsville, on the TMDL for the Mill Creek Watershed in Northumberland County. For more information, phone Margaret Smigo at 804-527-5124. And in upcoming educational events, on April 24th, Mesa Neck State Park in Fairfax County is having its Eagle Festival. Besides a chance to see eagles, the event includes canoe tours, trips to a great blue heron rookery, and live shows with reptiles, aquatic animals, hawks, and owls. For more information, phone 703-339-2384. Finally, here's a chance for you and your camera to teach the rest of us about Virginia's best views. The Scenic Virginia Viewshed Photo Competition is open for entries until June 30th. Categories for entries are Coastal or Chesapeake Bay, Urban Landscapes, Farmland or Open Space, Mountains, and Waterways. For more information, phone Scenic Virginia at 804-643-8439. And that's it for this week's edition. Virginia Water Radio is a product of the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, which is solely responsible for the show's content. Production and show notes were provided by Patrick Fay. Recording assistance was provided by Innovation Space at Virginia Tech. If you need more information about anything mentioned this week, call us at 540-231-5463 or visit our website at www.virginiawaterradio.org. For Virginia Water Radio, this is Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.